Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells,
Herbert! Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Herbert!
Yes, my dear?
Down the cellar.
Oh, why? Just doing a little digging.
And why, may I ask, have you chosen this day of all days to dig up the cellar floor?
Well, I thought as the weather had been so damp, this would be a good time to plant that little devil's garden I told you about.
Devil's garden? What nonsense is that?
Oh, that was my little joke about it. You see, I've managed to get a hold of the spores of several unclassified wild orchids. In their wild state, they bloom under damp masses of leaf mold. The Araucanian Indians call them devil flowers because they appear to bloom under the ground.
Well, I'm sure the Araucanian Indians were very interested if you succeed in growing these ridiculous flowers under the cellar floor. Whom else it will interest, I can't imagine. Oh, what's that terrible smell?
Oh, that's the leaf mold. Chemically identical with the earth blanket they grow under the wild state. I suppose I should line the pit with concrete so as to prevent seepage from the foreign soil, but I don't suppose there'll be much time for it now. And I do want to get these started before we close the house.
There certainly will not be time for it. Do you realise that we're sailing for America a week from today, and you've made no arrangements whatever? Unless you call digging a hole in the cellar making arrangements. I certainly don't. Devil's garden, indeed. Sometimes I think you're going soft in the head, Herbert.
I suppose it is inconsiderate of me. You see, I've been wanting to try this experiment for such a long time, but both my lectures and seminars at the university, there never seemed to be much time.
Well, there certainly isn't any time for it now. I suppose you've forgotten I made an appointment for you at the barber's this afternoon?
Oh, must I shave off my beard, Hermione?
I thought we'd been through all that. Of course you must. They don't wear beards in America. Go and get your jacket on. Do as I tell you.
Yes, Hermione.
And don't forget to take your umbrella. It looks like rain.
Yes, Hermione.
Oh, don't look so put upon, Herbert. Someone has to plan things in this house, or you'd never even get to the university in time for your lectures, much less make arrangements to go to America.
Oh, I know, but what about my specimens?
There'll be plenty of time to plant your precious devil's garden when we get home from America. We're not going to be gone forever, you know. We'll be back here for Christmas.
Yes, of course. Back for Christmas. I've forgotten.
Well, try to remember it. And if you can't do that, just do as I tell you. I've been making the plans in this house for 20 years. And if there's any digging to be done, I'll manage that as well. You understand, Herbert?
Yes, Hermione.
Good. You have just 20 minutes to clean up this mess down here and keep your appointment at the barber's. When you finish there, I want you to come straight home.
I wanted to stop at Miss Markham's and pick up some books I ordered.
Well, all right. But don't loiter there the whole afternoon, browsing over those old books the way you usually do. Now hurry and clear up this rubbish. Get rid of that smelly stuff. And no more digging, mind you.
Yes, Hermione. Yes, Hermione. How many years has it been since I've been saying that? 10 years? 15? 20? Clear up the rubbish. Yes, Hermione. Don't forget your umbrella. Yes, Hermione. Do this. Do that. Yes, Hermione. Yes. Yes. Oh, how much longer can I stand this? That's the first time I thought of it, of course. And suddenly, a new world opened up before my eyes. Marion. And America. And no more of Hermione's planning my life for me. By the time I got home, my mind was working overtime.
Well, at last! You certainly took long enough about it. What are you looking so pleased about?
Oh, I don't know. Getting rid of the beard, perhaps. I feel 20 years younger.
You look even smaller. Your face looks triangular or something. I'd forgotten your chin was so weak. But never mind. We can grow it back soon enough after Christmas. Where are you going?
Down in the cellar. I just bought this electric lantern, and I thought I'd put it away down there.
Now, whatever possessed you to buy a thing like that?
Oh, I don't know. I rather like this lantern. It might come in handy. Who knows?
Now, Herbert, don't start digging down there again. I've 100 things to do, putting this house in order before we leave. I want you to carry these boxes upstairs for me.
Yes, Hermione.
And, if you're going down to the cellar, take this along and stuff it in the furnace.
Oh, but this is my old bathrobe. I may need it.
Nonsense. Bought you a new one. Get rid of it, and don't start puttering down there with that devil's garden, or whatever you call it.
I'm through digging, my dear. I think the pit is quite deep enough now for my devil's garden. It would all have to be carefully planned, of course. Just as carefully planned as Hermione was planning our trip to America. We both went about our arrangements as the days passed. I spent all the time I could with Marion, and finally she consented. And then it was the last day. The big day. The day we were to set sail to America.
Operator? Operator, are you there? I'm still waiting on that call to Salisbury. Oh, but put them on quickly. Hello? Is this Paul Holt and Sons? It's Mrs. Herbert Carpenter. Did you receive my letter? Good. Now remember, we'll be back for Christmas and I want the job done without fail. What's that? No, I'm sure he doesn't suspect anything. Send the bill to me in New York as I instructed you. Addressed in my name, of course. Yes, I've already put them in the mail. You'll get them tomorrow. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, here you are, Herbert. Where have you been?
Backstairs. I dismissed the servants.
Dismissed the servants? But I've asked some of my friends into a farewell luncheon. Go and tell them it's a mistake.
Oh, I'm afraid it's too late now. They've packed up and gone.
You have messed these things up properly. How many times have I told you to leave things to me? I make the plans around here.
Yes, Hermione.
You'll have to do better than this when we plan the trip home, or we'll never in the world be back for Christmas.
Oh, back for Christmas! Back for Christmas! Must you keep saying that?
Why not? We are coming back for Christmas, aren't we?
Well, supposing I was offered a professorship in one of those wealthy American universities.
Nonsense. Americans care nothing for botany.
Luther Burbank was an American.
That's different. What have you ever done except muck around in the dirt with lots of roots and tubers?
They asked me to lecture. That means something.
Of course they asked you to lecture. Americans will pay to hear a foreigner deliver a lecture on anything once. Now, there's no use getting yourself in a state about this, Herbert. No doubt this extra money will come in handy when we arrive.
Back for Christmas.
Precisely. And it's no good you're making a joke of it. Heaven knows where you'd be today if I hadn't got a sense of time.
Yes, my dear Hermione.
And as you've been so foolish as to dismiss the servants, you may empty the ashtrays and straighten up this room while we're waiting for our guests to arrive. I'm going upstairs. Call me when they get here.
Yes, Hermione. Yes, Hermione. Yes, Hermione. For 20 years. Hermione, oh, so right. Thought of everything. Well, not quite everything. There. Running her bath now. Safe to call Marion. If Marion were to change her mind now. Oh, after all, we haven't known each other for very long for this sort of thing. If she had any idea that I was not a widower. Yet. Marion? It's Herbert, my darling. Oh, nothing's wrong. My plans are the same, unless you've changed. No? We'll meet in New York and be married there. I'll explain why later. You'll have to trust me. Yes, my darling.
Herbert!
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk any longer. Yes, I'll meet you in New York, without fail. Until then, my darling.
Herbert, were you talking on the phone just now?
Yes, Hermione.
Whoever was it?
Freddie Sinclair.
Didn't I hear you say something about meeting somebody in New York?
Oh, why, yes. Old Freddie said he might possibly get over there before we leave. And I said, of course, we'd meet him there, if he did decide to go.
That seems very peculiar. But then all of your friends are peculiar.
Yes, Hermione.
And just look at your jacket. Have you been digging in that cellar again?
Yes, Hermione.
Well, there's no need for it. You can't possibly get that Devil's Garden thing finished. Go and change your clothes before the guests arrive.
Yes, Hermione.
Never mind. I see somebody coming up the walk now. Go and let them in.
Yes, Hermione.
Herbert?
Yes, my dear?
Look out the window. There's Professor and Mrs. Goodenough. But who's that with them?
Why, it's...
Precisely. Freddie Sinclair. Peculiar. You should have been talking to him on the telephone not 3 minutes ago. And now here he is.
Yes, isn't it? But then, as you say, Hermione, all my friends are peculiar.
Not half as peculiar as you.
Sorry.
Digging in the cellar now before we leave for America. Just look at yourself. And now that I think of it...
Yes, Hermione?
Oh, never mind. Go and let them in.
You were going to ask me something, Hermione, about the hole I'm digging in the cellar.
Oh, good heavens. Stop rolling your eyes about that way. One would think you were digging a grave down there instead of a storage bin.
Yes, Hermione.
What's that?
I said yes, Hermione.
Oh, bother. Open the door and stop saying yes, Hermione.
I think, my dear, I've said it for the last time.
Now I'm about to begin.
Two eleven. Hey, page 50.
They all believed her. For years she'd been promising me for dinner parties, garden parties, committees, and the promises had always been kept. This time they wouldn't be. I'd seen to that. The servants were gone for good. The farewells all said. I timed to the minute how long it would take to fill in the hole in the cellar. My devil's garden. Upstairs in the bedroom. Upstairs in the bedroom, I undressed. Folded my clothes over a chair. I put on my old bathrobe. Then I opened the door into Hermione's room.
Hermione, have you got a moment to spare?
Of course, dear. I'm just finished.
Then come in here for a moment. There's something rather extraordinary here.
Good heavens, Herbert. What are you lounging about in that filthy old bathrobe for? I told you to put it in the furnace.
I'll do it today. Yes, I really will. I promise.
Well, high time. Now, what is it you want to show me?
In the bathroom here. Just look. Who in the world do you suppose dropped a gold chain down the bathtub drain?
Nobody has, of course. Nobody wears such a thing.
And what's it doing there?
I don't see anything.
Here, I'll hold this flashlight for you. If you lean right over, you can see it shining deep down.
Such a lot of nonsense. Just as we're... I don't see it, Herbert.
Go on looking, Hermione. In just a moment.
Herbert, I absolutely refuse to... Herbert, what are you doing? Take your hands off my neck.
I will, Hermione. Just as soon as I finish the arrangements for my trip to America.
What are you talking about?
You thought you were the only one who could plan things, didn't you, Hermione? Well, I've been making some plans of my own this past week. In exactly 1 minute and 45 seconds, you'll be dead, Hermione. You see, I've planned it very accurately.
You'll never get away with it.
I thought you'd say that, Hermione. But I will get away with it. You won't mind the smell of the leaf mold down in the cellar when I take you down there today. Yes, that's where you're going, Hermione. Into my devil's garden that annoyed you so much. The soil was full of clay. It won't settle much. In a month or so, it won't even look dug up.
My friends, they all expect me back for Christmas. If they don't hear from me, they'll wonder. And if I don't come back, they'll start asking questions.
Oh, no, they won't. Because you'll write them letters, Hermione, on the typewriter, as you always do. They'll be signed H in that neat, cryptic way you always sign your notes to your friends.
Let me up now.
No.
It won't work, Herbert. You're never any good at planning things.
Oh, but I've changed. I've learned from watching you all these years.
The lecture people in America. They'll be expecting you to be travelling with your wife.
I will be travelling with my wife. But not my present wife, Hermione. Fortunately, they've never met you. I'll write a few letters home for you. They're fewer and fewer. Write letters signed with my own name. Always expecting to get back, but never quite able to. Keep the house 1 year, then another. They'll get used to it. I might even come back alone in a year or two and clear it up properly. Say you died in America. Nobody will ever suspect that you are lying under the floor in the cellar at this very house.
Herbert, it won't work, I tell you. That pit you dug in the cellar...
I can assure you, my dear Hermione, it will serve its purpose well.
Herbert!
Sorry, my dear. I've got to get this done on schedule. You have just 5 seconds to say your prayers.
Herbert, you must listen. The cellar, it... Don't do it, Herbert! Herbert!